After going through it this first time cutting from 90 down, what was the differences? I mean, how much more intense did that make this weekend? And did you like it ultimately in hindsight, having the extra guys on your roster through the final week there?
Well, I mean, any time you go through the process of, you know, releasing players, trying to get players back on your roster, yeah, definitely it's stressful. That's the tough part of business. You want to keep your own players. The cut down, not going to 75 was definitely an advantage. We talked about it last week. I'm a fan of it. I thought it worked out much better. I thought it really helped the fourth week where the particularly young players were able to play a lot of snaps and positions weren't stressed. And yes, yeah, so I thought that part of the preseason change was excellent.
Like, what's the process like of getting Brooks and Chris Odom kind of, you know, incorporated into the building?
Well, it's, you know, just full-time preparation. I mean, that's pretty much what's gone on since both guys arrived. And Winston Moss is spending a lot of individual time with those guys. We'll practice today, so we'll just keep working at it. We got work to do.
What do you like about Chris Odom?
I think he's a very good fit for what we do and how we play on defense. He's definitely someone that we were very excited about during the draft process. So I'm glad he's here.
Mike, you really liked your outside linebacker depth before camp. Now the depth is a lot different than what it was behind your two starters. How do you feel about it now, and what was that process like of kind of revamping that group?
Well, I mean, you know, personnel acquisition is an everyday thought process for our personnel department. You know, frankly, my focus is primarily on the players that are here and developing the players that are here. So, but I think it's realistic to understand that you have new players that just come into your building, potentially probably going to be part of your 46-man roster, and it's my responsibility, coach's staff responsibility, to get these guys ready to play. That's really where the focus is.
Have you had a chance to talk to Ahmad Brooks?
Yes.
What kind of guy is he? What's he bringing here?
Good guy, obviously a veteran. We've had an opportunity to compete against him a bunch. So you know, he's been here all weekend, getting acclimated. So I think he'll be an excellent contributor to our defense.
Can he serve multiple functions for you, Mike? I mean, can he play in different situations? He kind of did in San Francisco, right?
Definitely. I mean, they moved him all over the place, you know, particularly when Vic Fangio was there. You know, he played him off the ball in the goal line. You know, he plays, you know, more the elephant assignment-wise in our scheme. Has played the outside linebacker position. So, you know, I think he's a heck of a player. I mean, he's someone that I've always had a lot of respect for. I thought him and Brian Bulaga have had some great battles over the years.
Hey, Mike, you always talk about identity and, you know, that's a process to get to. But how different is your locker room chemistry or just how different is your team when you have so many guys that have actually played elsewhere? How does that change things?
Because you haven't had that.
Well, I mean, you say so many guys. I you know, it's compared to prior years, you know, maybe. Yes. So, but I still don't think we have so many guys that played elsewhere that, you know, really it's going to change the landscape of our locker room. I mean, it is about culture, and, you know, everybody has a place and how the transition is important to get guys acclimated. And, you know, I feel good about the additions. I don't know them very well. I haven't really worked with them. So we'll see how it goes. But they're obviously here for a reason, and I'm glad they're here.
I just wondered if you can take things from their experiences elsewhere.
Absolutely. Good point. Marty Bett and I had a long conversation. You know, they're never short with Marty, but we had a long conversation the other day. We're just talking about training camp, different things. You know, I think it's important as a head coach to, you know, always evaluate everything that you're doing and open to fresh ideas and see how they fit and so forth. And I thought some of the things that he talked about his past experiences in training camp and in other NFL cities was definitely something that I got a lot out of. So But, you know, we'll see how it goes as far as if it fits what we do as we move forward.
Mike, where do you think Ty Montgomery is in his development basically now almost 11 months after making this full-time switch?
Ty Montgomery's our starting running back, so, I mean, his development is over. It's time to go win games, and that's what we're working on. We're focused today on normal down and distance and third down. This is a bonus day for us. The players will be off tomorrow. We'll get into a normal in-season schedule because, you know, we've been fortunate to be on an in-season schedule for 2 full weeks in the preseason. You do want to get, you know, your team, you know, regulated and get into regularity as far as what they're doing every day, what time they're doing it, and so forth. So Ty is preparing to go. So he's a big part of what we do and how we play, his ability to be a part of the offense and particularly things he can do out of the backfield. So,
Mike, how do you feel about Lane getting the extension? He seems to be kind of the quintessential draft and develop, or in his case, not draft and develop.
Definitely. Very, very proud of Lane. Just found out about it before I came in here. So, I mean, I think any time your players are rewarded financially, that's a very good day here. So, he's done all the right things. I mean, he's earned it the hard way. You know, he was here all summer. You know, I don't think there was a day that I was here at work that he wasn't here. So he's earned it. He's put a lot into this, and I'm very happy for him and his family.
Mike, the third quarter against the Rams, a lot of the running game, and then you come up with 5 running backs and 10 offensive linemen. Was that critical to some of those decisions? And can you tell me about that makeup? You're going to expect a lot of special teams works out of a couple of those running backs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you could take that whole fourth preseason game and you can see where some of the decisions that were made and how it contributed to it. So definitely, I mean, whether it's confirmation or how you're going to use a certain player moving forward, because, you know, anytime you're playing with young guys, you know, you want to see them in live situations and as you build game plans and where you want to incorporate them, because, you know, frankly, you're not going to ask them to run the whole game plan. I mean, they're not ready for that. So there's always different stages of getting rookies ready to play. You got to get them ready to play in regular season games, and you got to get them ready to have a winning performance. And then, you know, it just keeps going. So just because they went through training camp and doesn't mean that they're ready to go play 60 plays. So, I mean, that's normal. I mean, it's always been this way. But I thought the fourth preseason game gave us a lot of really good information, confirmation, however how you want to look at it, on a number of our players.
Like, there were a couple days during camp where you guys got to work ahead a little bit on Seattle. What does that allow you to do differently this week, or have more time for this week, because you've already chipped away at it a little bit?
Very good point. Frankly, you utilizing the video. You look at the 2 practices that we've had with Seattle. You go through, obviously, their personnel has changed, you know, particularly on defense. We have some changes to our personnel, but you can use those practice reps, you know, as part of your cut-ups and how you're going to game plan and so forth. So I thought we got a lot out of those 2 practices.
I get that you say you had a lot of tough cuts and things like that, but as far as your starters and your 22 guys, you seem to be as settled as maybe you've been in a long time. Did you feel that way going into this cut-down weekend, that maybe you have as much experience and just stability than you've had in a while?
Well, if you feel that way, I feel that way. That's good. I'm not going to lie to you. The last 3 days are they're exhausting. I mean, you're up late. You're trying to do both things. You're trying to move forward on Seattle. In and out of the personnel meetings and so forth. So we have some new players. You want to get through the transition of that. You lost some players that you may have thought that, you know, we're going to be here. And that's a tribute to, you know, just the way our program is. So, I feel great about our football team, trust me. But there's a lot going on here, obviously, since Thursday. So, I'm glad you're confident in our first 22, because that gives me great confidence.
Two more, please.
What did Lucas Patrick and Justin McCray show you over the course of the preseason from the both young guys?
Well, they played very well. I think if you look at the video, you see 2 young players extending. Obviously, Lucas Patrick was injured, so I didn't get to play there after the Denver game. So two young guys that earned those roster spots. So, I mean, you take your hat off to them. And I think when training camp started, you knew it was going to be a big challenge for those two to make the 53, and they got it done.
Mike, how difficult were the decisions at receiver? You obviously had a lot of talent there.
Oh, definitely. No, it was, you know, those are conversations, a lot of those, you know, it's tough. I mean, we lost some good young guys, and you were fortunate to get a couple back too. So, I mean, you wish you had the ability to keep more, because you have the opportunity to work with these men, particularly since April. There's a lot invested, you know, both on their behalf and our behalf. So, yeah, there was no position that it wasn't easy to watch these men be released. So, but that's it. That's our game. Everybody has 63 players. We have 63 players, and we're starting to prepare to beat the Seahawks.
At quarterback, you lost Taysom, obviously, but how pleased were you to retain Joe for a second straight year?
Very pleased. I mean, Joe Callahan obviously, you know, has a lot of interest and has value around the National Football League. I think if you look at his season last year, that'll tell you so. He didn't have the opportunities this preseason that he had last year. Obviously, the focus was on getting Brett Hundley as many snaps as possible. So I thought, you know, both the young quarterbacks did a good job with their limited opportunities, and I'm very pleased to have Joe back here.
Mike, you always say with your players that you want their input, and then when a decision is made that you move forward and not be disagreeable about it once you've made your decision. Is that the same with the roster for your role, that you have your input, but, you know, maybe sometimes you don't get what you want? How does it work from your perspective?
Well, it's at the end of the day, it's what we all want. You can't go about it that way. There's always conversations in any room, whether you're sitting there in the staff room with all the coaches, or you're sitting in the staff room with all the personnel staff. It very, you know, when you get down to the who stays and who may be released, it's never 100%. I mean, that's the nature of this business. So, but at the end of the day, the decisions are made. You respect that, and with that, you get to work. I mean, that part has never changed, and I think the connection between the personnel and the coaching staff has been very healthy over the years here.
Thank you. How hard is it to train a guy like Hill, you know, spend all that time that you had and then not be able to see it through?
Definitely. Don't ever want to lose a player, especially a quarterback. I mean, I take a lot of personal pride in how that room operates and the interaction and the coaching that goes on in the quarterback room. So, yes, you don't ever want to lose any of your quarterbacks.